they made the court made their judgment issue one.
This is,
and that's what pronounces them facing is the argument before the court there.
I saw him
they
did
issue the court order.
Well, my husband
and I
were
the same. They lost it, and they had
when
they were the issue one.
I didn't want
in the court
I
meeting.
Just,
and
I can't
he asked
Irvin,
or the judge did, they questioned Irvin about what it was.
They knew if
there had
been a big crowd, I'm sure it would have been
a place.
Well,
the daughter
came
away.
Anywhere from
60. She couldn't see him when she's in, he's in that cruise. She had to sit back and watch it on TV.
Oh, well, that
and
funny.
She said, no, you're here at home.
See him closer at home on the TV set.
Around $300.
He wasn't able.
He asked him what he thought the orchard would be. He said, I think the county now, the way conditions there, the town's got to have landfill, got to have a place to put it.
Here it is, some of that big ridge.
It belongs to them, they better keep it. Use it for a landfill or for other purposes.
Oh, yeah. It's a
balance. I think that's it. Now, I think it's what ought to be done with it. Conditions have changed such. He had told them, you're selling land.
That's an old-timey type house.
Yeah. That's what you're doing.
We went by the cemetery when we was out there, but we didn't stop. But now, Grandpa has got a grandson that lives He went out there and tried to find his grave, but they didn't have no way of marking them.
And
they lost a lot of it. He couldn't find it.
Oh, he never did find it.
Real estate business. I mean, he said 15 years.
Yeah, they didn't mark them much.
Yeah,
like they do.
They keep up with it. I think he's buried there. That's where it was killed.
Best estimation is be.
My grandmother was 6 years old.
Yeah.
When
she
was.
That Boris McCuskey, the judge told him, said,
your grandmother's parents.
They gave it all away.
Were they going here too?
I told them this morning about 65 acres. Give it all away.
Yeah, my great-grandmother, my grandmother, and my mother, and me.
They've been out in the road to this where they are hung up on, but they had no place to get it away. And they're going to buy one.
And
that's one. He put a few things around the old cattle farm there.
My two oldest girls.
And he gave that land out there.
Three was born here.
But the two
and then Alma's two was born here. And now Alma's
out there. Put the gas out there, gas from the
her baby was born here at Arkansas and Piggott. But Joyce's grandchildren were born away. That would be the sixth generation.
That's right. That would be.
Blame court order, I'm swearing. I know blame well, they never even made an order there.
Joyce has four children. Alma has two. Mildred has four. Margaret, too.
And
the two youngsters has one piece.
He good.
They have a girl piece.
How do you keep up with all those things?
Well, I can do pretty good keeping up with them. And the two oldest boys, they both been married, but one of them's wife died. He didn't have no children. And the other, his wife had one that hit died. And they separated, and he never has married
anymore.
He's in Florida, boy in California.
And
scattered around.
Anything to get
and
settled.
A girl.